The gender concept in terms of heart disease, I think, is well represented by a woman I saw a number of years ago who was a middle-aged woman who had been having a recurring problem of epigastric pain and some sort of burning, almost like heartburn, and would occasionally notice that it would involve her teeth. And not getting any relief from antacids and having been to a number of dentists who told her that her teeth were fine, she elected to pursue more extensive medical evaluation. We ultimately determined that, in fact, by listening carefully, that this heartburn seemed to have an activity component to it, and not just related to meals. And that, in fact, when it was more intense, it seemed to generalize up into the area of the jaw. And, in fact, this was not acid reflux from the stomach, and it wasn't a dental issue. It was her version of cardiac pain. And we ultimately subjected her to coronary angiography, which demonstrated multiple vessel blockages in major arteries, and she successfully underwent coronary bypass surgery. I think the lesson from this was that women's symptoms are many times different than men, whether it be in angina, which is the exertional symptom that they get as a sign of arterial disease, and particularly in those who are undergoing or in the midst of having a heart attack, where they may in fact have more gastric type symptoms, or maybe between their back and shoulder blades or up into their neck. Not necessarily always the classic under the breastbone kind of heavy pressure feeling that men get that may radiate to the left arm. So this was a good lesson for us that years ago is that we were seeing women present with symptoms that were somewhat different than men, and needed to be attentive to that, or we would be missing people who were going to the dentist or seeing the gastroenterologist or simply being dismissed as having a non-cardiac problem because the symptoms didn't sound like the usual chest symptoms that they were supposed to have.